SBS Radio.
Kasama ko ngayon mula San Francisco sa Amerika, si Yana Gilbuena. Mayong adlaw!
Mayong adlaw man sa imo!
Yan. Salamat sa panahon mo!
Ay, walang ano man.
Yeah. Yana, ikaw yung author ng No Forks Given at yung nag-umpisa ng Salos series sa Amerika, kung saan dinadala mo yung lutuing Pinoy sa iba't ibang bahagi ng Amerika.
At saka kamayan.
Yan. Yes. So, tinawag kang culinary nomad.
Yes.
Paano mo naisip yung konsepto ng salo?
Yung para kasi sa akin, nami-miss ko talaga yung lutong bahay, kumbaga. Tapos hindi ko mahanap dito sa New York kasi at that time, dun ako sa New York nakatira. Tapos merong mga, turo-turo or like mga high-end restaurants sa New York, pero wala talaga yung ika nga like luto ni nanay. So, like, I can't find yung taste of home. So, para sa akin, if no one's gonna make it, edi ako na lang.
So, bata ka pa, marunong ka na magluto o natuto ka magluto dahil tumira ka sa ibang bansa?
So, bata pa lang ako. Yung lola ko kasi, medyo doomsdayist siya. So, every time na, we would have a conversation, niya sa akin, dapat marunong kang, mag-alaga sa sarili mo kasi I'm not gonna be here forever. Sabi niya sa akin, like, dapat marunong kang magluto, mag-plant, maglaba. Like, all the basic things that you need to survive. Tapos, kasi only child ako, sobrang kulit, alam mo naman.
Mm-hmm.
So, yung lola ko, yung nanay ko. So, parang masyadong energy para sa akin.
Mm-hmm.
So, ang ginagawa niya ay pinapapunta niya ako ng kusina. Tapos para mag-help out sa aming mga kusinero.
Ah, so...
Kasi kailangan kong, I need to expand my energy. Ganyan siya.
So, dun ka natuto?
Oo. So, it's sort of like a punishment, actually. Kasi... the only time that she would send me to the kitchen is if I did something bad.
Ah. Pero para sa'yo ba,
so,
nakita mo siyang punishment o nag-enjoy ka?
Oh, sobrang nag-enjoy ako that I think I purposely did a lot of bad things.
Para mapadala sa kusina.
Patugan.
So, nung kasi laking Iloilo ka, so ina-assume ko marunong ka mag-molo.
Pansit Molo forever.
Yeah.
So at yun, saka bat choy.
Yun ba yung una mong ginawa sa salo, pansit molo, tsaka bat choy?
Actually, yung first na ginawa ko was chicken binakol.
Bacolod?
Yeah, kasi, actually, Iloilo din. Yeah, both Bacolod and Iloilo. Kasi, I remember dati, like, it was like a different kind of tinola, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Kasi bat choy was more, tinola was just like, kind of like a plain chicken broth. Tapos, ang nagustuhan ko sa binakol kasi it's like sweeter kasi nandyan yung coconut water. Tapos nandyan yung coconut meat. And I like the taste better. And I don't think maraming tao
ang alam yung binakol.
May alam.
Nung inisip mo kung saan mo unang gagawin yung series mo na salo, meron bang particular na reason o dahilan kung bakit dun mo ginawa?
Pinaka-particular na reason bakit ginawa ko yun. Kasi parang hindi naman naiinis, pero I was just a little tired siguro na every time I would tell people na, I'm Filipino, they would always say, so you make really good adobo or... are you gonna bring lumpia to the party? And I'm like, come on, man! Like, there's more to our cuisine than the three basic things of adobo, pancit, and lumpia. And I think para sa akin, like, gusto ko lang ipakita. Like, it wasn't like, I'm gonna be a chef and I'm gonna do all these things. Like, hindi yung reason ko. Yung yung reason ko primarily was to educate people and like show them how diverse and how different, you know, each island is from each other, and there are different cuisines within the island. So, like, I wanted to just show them that Filipino food is more than adobo and pancit and lumpia. So that's why I started doing the Salo series.
Tuwing ginagawa mo ba to, nakita ko, nabasa ko na pag ginagawa mo to, parang, paano ba natin sabihin to? Parang, bahala na si Batman ang attitude mo. Parang ganon.
Talagang bahala na si Batman. kasi, okay, dahil pop-up, no? So, yung pop-up, kasi hindi mo siya maano eh. Like, you can't really predict kung anong mangyayari. Like, you can only control so much of it. Tapos, the rest is like, talagang bahala na si Batman. Kasi I'm not cooking in, like, you know, industrial, commercial kitchens. Sometimes wala pa ngang kitchen, you know, like I have to bring my own, you know, camping stove or something. Tapos, you know, maghihiram pa ako ng mga, you know, palayok and all that stuff. So,
mga kaibigan mo, parang nagka-crowdsource ka pa, nakita ko eh.
Oo, talagang, like, you know, it's very intelligent. DIY, kumbaga.
So, dinadala mo rin yung community spirit o yung bayanihan nung pagka-Pilipino natin?
Oh, always. Like, alam ko naman kasi na, like, doing this, like, you need people. Like, you know, you need your kapwa. Mm-hmm. You need your kapatid. And as long as they share your same vision and want to do the same things that you're doing, like, why not, you know, work together, diba?
Pero nabasa ko na may dinadala ka sa maliit na bag tuwing gagawin mo yung Salo series. Mga essentials na hindi pwedeng mawala.
Aha.
Kuchilyo?
Meron akong kuchilyo tsaka yung mandolin. Yung mandolin.
Ano yung mandolin?
Yung, alam mo yung Japanese, like, tool na parang flat siya. Tapos mayroong flat blade.
Mm.
Tapos yung tipong you can make things really, really thin.
So parang kuchilyo din siya.
Parang kuchilyo, like another
slicer. Sabi mo nga, dala mo yung kuchilyo, mm-hmm, yung mandolin, ano pa?
Can opener.
So parang ka may Swiss knife.
Oo, yung parang Swiss Army, yeah. Kasi kailangan, like, alam mo naman, like, minsan pupunta ako sa isang bahay, tapos I would assume they have all the tools, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tapos minsan pumunta ako sa ibang bahay and I'm like, bakit wala kang can opener? Bakit wala kang tongs? Bakit wala kang spatula? Alam mo yun? Paano kayo nagluluto? Or hindi kayo nagluluto?
So, kuchilyo, mandolin, can opener, tsaka?
Tasting spoon.
So, yun yung apat na hindi mawawala sa bag mo.
Oh, sorry, isa pa. Wine opener din.
Ah, syempre, importante yon.
Importante yon. Essential yon.
Uh-huh. Pero, paano mo o kailan mo iniisip kung ano yung ihahanda mo sa isang Salo?
Ang ginagawa ko, nag-research muna ako. Let's say, pupunta kaya ng Australia, di ba? So, nire-research ko according to, like, you know, seasonal food trends. Tapos, I ask, like, the locals, then, like, what's in season or what is the projected, you know, like, availability of certain produce. Tapos, I could make, like, a structure menu, you know, like a vague menu, mm-hmm, of sorts. But then, pagdating ko dun talaga is when I solidify the menu. There's only so much that people can predict. Like, kaya nga bahala na si Batman, mm-hmm, diba? Kasi there's so many factors that affect, like, the availability of certain things. With my travels, especially throughout the 50 states, you know, I tried to go for, like, the things that these cities and states were known for. Like, for example, Virginia. Like, I was like, oh, I'm going to get oysters in Virginia. Of course, they're famous for their oysters. Tapos, pagdating ko doon, no oysters are available. And I'm like, what? Bakit? Tapos sabi nila, oh, kasi the waters are still cold. so the oysters are not ready. I'm like, oh my God. And that's when I knew, like, you know, climate change is really affecting everything. Mm-hmm. Like, things that need, that were supposed to be available at a certain time are no longer available during the time that they're predicted to be available. So I can only rely so much on these, you know, seasonal food produce availability predictions. Mm-hmm. Iba talaga when you get there to the market, tsaka mamalengke ka, tapos you see what's being stocked, and then obviously you want to see which ones are imported and which ones are locally sourced.
So 50 states yung naikot mo. Ano yung natutunan mm-hmm. mo o yung nakuha mo o nabaon mo sa mga lugar na pinuntahan mo?
Yung pinaka natutunan ko sa lahat na pinuntahan ko is maraming Pinoy kahit saan ka pumunta. Part-time kabute, like, alam mo yun, like, we just sprout up anywhere and everywhere. And even in the places that I wouldn't even think there would be Filipinos, like Red Lodge, Montana, or Bismarck, North Dakota, you know, or even Alaska. Like, I would always think
that Pinoy sa Alaska.
Exactly, exactly. Ang dami nila. And then, like, you know, I get interested then, like, with their stories, like, paano sila napadpad doon, you know, at bakit sila napadpad doon. Hindi lang paano, but also bakit. Tapos, doon ko na, you know, doon ko na nalaman na yung migration patterns in terms of work, and also, like, certain labor needs that Filipinos can fill in. You know, for example, nursing jobs, hospitality jobs, restaurant jobs, even like any medical field, really. Like, you'll find a Filipino.
At pagdating mo dito sa Melbourne, mas marami ka pa rin makikilalang Pinoy.
Exactly. I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Yun ba yung essence nung No Forks Given?
Well, I think yung essence ng No Forks Given was to really share the story of what it was like to travel throughout the 50 states. That's one. As a woman and as a woman of color, and at the same time, bringing your heritage and identity with you. So, like, it's not necessarily like a cookbook per se, but it does have recipes. But it's more like a memoir, you know, like how my experience was. So it's a very subjective lens. And I guess a part of me also wanted to share that as, you know, as an immigrant and as a woman of color traveling alone throughout the 50 states, in America, taking public transportation. I wasn't flying. I was taking the bus. I was taking the buses, like Greyhound bus or the train. Like, I wanted to share that no one is out to get you. That, yes, the world is a scary place, but it's also full of really kind and passionate and caring people, you know, who want to, like, share their goodness. So, I think that's what the book is about.
Sa Salo series mo ba, marami rin bang hindi Pinoy ang naiintriga o nagiging curious?
Yeah. Like, ang siguro mga 70% ng mga diners ko ay hindi Pinoy.
Nakikilala na nila o nalalaman na nila hindi lang adobo, lumpia at pansit.
Exactly.
Yana, maraming Ilonggo dito sa Melbourne particular. So kung imbitahan mo sila sa darating na Hulyo, tinood na.
Hala. Paano ka muna nakakadto daga? So kung free ka mo, kadto ka mo sa ano, sa Yarraville, para sa screening sang ulam, kag also for a kamayan dinner. Tapos, I promise I will try to make more Ilonggo dishes with the local Melbourne produce.
So, unang paglabas ng Salo series sa Amerika, dito pa sa Australia.
Uh-huh.
So, looking forward to seeing you, Yana Gilbuena.
Oh, salamat! Salamat, Gid!
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.